on her pants on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
tonight. We're going to deal with the deity of the Son. Did you know that the Bible says in Matthew 1:23, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Really? Do you know that most Christians don't believe that? They don't really believe that God came in a flesh body that he called a son. And listen what the Son said, John 8:24. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's some serious stuff right there. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Well, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, that means exactly what it says. If you're going to get in to the kingdom, you've got to believe that I am is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, let me show you that God never changes. And then we're going to show you that the Bible says that the Messiah, the one you call Jesus Christ, I'll use that for your sake tonight, the one to compare and show you that Jesus Christ, the one you call Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or the Son of that deity back there that had a name, God is not his name, neither is Jesus Christ, but for the sake of getting you acclimated to the revelation of truth, I'll use these titles that will help you understand for your sake. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am Yahweh. I change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob will never be destroyed. As long as there's a sun and a moon, there shall be a seed of Jacob on the earth. Now, that's this, to show you that God and Jesus is the same person. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the same one in the Old Testament is declaring to be the same one in the New Testament. Listen to this one. Isaiah 43:11. I, even I, am Yahweh, the Lord, it says in your Bible, and beside me there is no Savior. Notice this one. John 4:14. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, which one is the Savior? Was it the Father in the Old Testament? Or the Father of the New Testament? Or was it the Lord God of the Old Testament and the Lord of the New Testament? Which one was it? How do we divide this Godhead up? And how do we create an image without getting the confession of the truth in Revelation? Let's go to Jude in chapter 1, verse 12. To the only wise God, our Savior. 2 Peter 3 and 8. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, which one? The only wise God, our Lord Jesus, Savior? Or do we divide up the Godhead and make two Saviors? Or half a Savior in one Bible and half a Savior in another Bible? And then there's the Holy Spirit in the Trinitarian concept that is completely error and it's false, ladies and gentlemen. It don't belong in the Bible. The devil knows better than that. James 2:19, if you believe that there's one Yahweh or one God, you believe well. For the devil believes and he trembles. Notice this. Titus 2:10 compared to Peter 1:1. Notice those two scriptures now. God, our Savior. Titus 2:10. God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1:1. Now, what do we got here? Well, Pastor Brody, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Yeah, he had a father, and there's three of them born of God. And yeah, he had all of them. I am faced with a lack of knowledge of these people and their carnal understandings of the misconceptions of the Trinitarian doctrine that they hear in these bell box churches. It is awful how that these churches have missed the mark and redirected people's mind away from the oneness into a trinity, which is a figment of Satan's imagination that he's inspired these preachers to preach a lie when he don't believe in himself. He only believes in one. Would you want to believe any more than the devil? Would you want to be enticed by the falsehood and bring about three gods when the devil don't believe in but one? And when it says in Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, the Lord our God, is one Lord. Now, what are we going to do with these, ladies and gentlemen? You have to reconcile these. You have to bring your understanding in line with the Word of God. Let's go to 1 Timothy 4:10. For we trust in the living God who is the Savior. Unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall be the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and there is no Savior beside him. So the one that was born in a manger, a little baby, was in reality a man. God manifests in the flesh. God has visited us from on high. The day spring from on high have visited us in the personage of a flesh body called the Son. God himself, the Spirit, was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. We trust in the living God who is the Savior. 1 Timothy 4:10. Now notice this. John 4:42. Christ, the Savior of the world. Now which one Savior? God or Jesus?
Well now, Pastor Bunny, I just believe that there's one Savior, but I believe it's Jesus. Glory to God. And God's not the Savior. He sent the Son.
Ladies and gentlemen, why would God send someone to, instead of him, why would he send someone to suffer and to bleed and to die and have all this pain and agony and the burdens of every sin that Israel ever committed upon his own shoulders? The Bible said he was a man acquainted with grief and sorrow, and he himself bore our sins and our iniquities and transgressions. Don't you believe, as a father, just a carnal father, would you subject your own flesh and blood, your child, your son, when you could stand in and do it yourself? Would you gladly give your life for your son? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it says, we trust in the living God who's the Savior, 1 Timothy 4:10, and Christ is the Savior of the world, John 4:42. God, my Savior, my soul, Mary said, my soul doth magnify God, my Savior, Luke 1:47. Titus 1:4, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. How are we going to reconcile these differences if they're not the same person? How many saviors do you really want? How many beings do you want to actually set on the throne to confuse your mind? Do you really want to divide up the Godhead like Paul said in Romans 1:20? Notice this. Luke 2:11. Today there is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Listen to this one. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This name of the Savior of the New Testament, be it Jesus, be it Lord, be it God, be it Yahshua, or be Yahweh, the Savior. Same one. We're talking definitely about the same person with the righteous name. You've got to get the name right now. You can worship in a semi-way. You can call on a false god and feel saved. You know, if people that was deceived felt like they were deceived, they'd get out of that. To be deceived, you gotta feel okay. You gotta be content where you're at. And the name that you call on and worship, because it's the most popular name on the earth. There's not a name like Jesus Christ on the earth as popular as it is, and as popular as it's become through Christianity. The glorification of the name Jesus given to us courtesy of the Greek Catholic Church. When they invented a substitute name to get you deceived and out of the name, because you must have salvation in the name that was given the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Is there a God beside me? He said, I don't know any. I'm the Savior. Look unto me, all the ends of earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else. John 8:32, if you do not believe that I am he, not we us or them, you're going to die in your sins. You've got to make up your mind who the Savior is. and he's got a name. If you don't get it right, you can gain the whole world, lose your soul in the end, and you're going to have to stand up and confess his name. And if you don't have that name in your forehead, if you've not been buried in that name for the remission of sin, that's the only name that'll remit sins like them. If you ain't using the right one, then it's okay to use Buddha, Satan, or anything else. Because if you don't use, if Jesus is the right name, then that would be the only name that's got any salvation. But if it's not the right name, you could use any other list of false names, and that still wouldn't make it right. And if you use the name of Jesus 1,000 times, and that the name of Jesus is not the name, then what would you give in exchange for your salvation when you're calling on the false name of Jesus? Well, you say, well, I feel like it's all right, Pastor Buddy. I just resent you talking about the name of my God or the name of my Savior. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that I don't mean to insult you, but I challenge you in a biblical way, in a loving way. And if I didn't love you, I'd just go along with Jesus. If I was deceived, I'd go along with Jesus. I'd compromise with you. I'd make friends with you. I know some preachers, they'll agree with you on anything just so that they can get in your pocketbook. I'm not interested in your pocketbook. That's the least of my concern. If I was, I'd get out of this name that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:10, they'll see that you're called by this name and they'll be afraid of you. And I didn't choose you, said, because you were the most people on earth. I chose you because you're the fewest. Why would I choose, if I was after money, why would I choose a name that has lesser people in place of a name that has more people? I could have been mega rich, probably dead, but I could have been mega rich by preaching the name of Jesus. And I love the name of Jesus. I grew up in a Baptist church believing in Jesus, because that's the New Testament. I really thought the Bible had never been tampered with. I didn't have the understanding that the mystery of how that a false name had crept into the New Testament under the name Jesus, Jesus. I know I really upset you and make you probably mad. But listen here, 2 Timothy 2:10. For salvation is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So if you want salvation, you got to get in the name that salvation is in, and if it's in Jesus, you've got salvation. But if it's not in Jesus, and it's in some name that was left out of the Bible in place of the name being in the Bible, you could have missed the boat. And that's my whole argument right here. I want you to study. Study to show yourself approved. There's a way that seemeth right. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 2:10. And for salvation is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now again, if that's not the correct name, let's get the correct name. My belief is that the Father and the Son are the same person with the same name. And the Father's name is not Jesus. Not one scripture can you read in the old parchment that declares that Jesus is the name of the Father. On the other hand, when you can read Jehovah 7 times, that the Father's name Jehovah, the translators again made an error. They admit to it. And yet people still, I still believe it's Jehovah. The Father's name Jehovah and the Son's name is Jesus. That's a Jehovah's Witness mentality. They're sticking with 7 misappropriated, and you, when you jump their case and tell them about it, the error that they made, and prove it basically in the Bible that his name never was Jehovah and will never be. Because if his name wasn't Jehovah in the beginning, he's the same yesterday, today, forever, and the same one in Hebrews 13:8. Yahweh the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yahweh the same yesterday in the Old Testament, today as we read it, and tomorrow it'll be the same thing. He ain't gonna change. And he ain't gonna change nothing of truth. The Satan will change the truth into a lie and deceive the very elect, if it's possible. Notice in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, that he is the captain of your salvation, made perfect through suffering. The author of eternal salvation, Hebrews 5 and 9. Now who is this? Alright, let's go to Isaiah 44:24. This is a great scripture. I want you to write it down. Matter of fact, I want you to write all of them down, but particularly this one. I am Yahweh that maketh all things. Now here in the King James says, I am Lord. Well, there's many lords, so you'd have to define or clarify and stand ready to give an answer when somebody asks you, what does Lord mean here? Is Lord his true name? Is that the name of the Creator? And of course you're going to have to say no, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5 and 6 it says there's many lords that are called lords, it said. There's many gods that are called gods. You can call a billy goat a god, but that don't make the billy goat god. Yahweh is the only one. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Isaiah 44:24. Now, let's go into the New Testament, where it says that man in the New Testament created the universe and the earth. It tells you exactly right in the book of the New Testament that this man that came into the New Testament, that you would call Jesus Christ, that he himself created the heavens and earth. Unto the Son, he saith. Hebrews 1 and 10. Now listen to me very well, and I'll prove it. Unto the Son, he said, Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. For by him, that is, the Messiah, Jesus as you would call him, Yahweh I would call him, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. All things were created by him and for him. Colossians 1:16. I read you that in part 3 of our 5-part message that we're doing on this. We will probably, maybe, perhaps, if Spirit willing, do 6 parts on this. I told you that I could preach on this for a year. And I wouldn't be told. And I don't have to open the Bible to do that either. I don't have to search for the Scriptures. Because I've studied over the 55 years of my ministry, I have studied to make myself approved. That I don't have to be ashamed. I don't have to turn the page. Where does it say that at? I just have that instinct of knowledge that the Father has put in my heart, and I love His Word. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1 and 3. All things were made by Him. Who? By the Savior of the Old Testament and the Savior of the New Testament. The same one. The same one that spoke in the Old Testament as a spirit became a body manifest in the flesh in the New Testament, and he walked around here calling himself Yahweh. He didn't call himself Jesus. You say, well, that's what the New Testament writer said his name was. Glory to God. Well, like I say, the changers, we talk about money changers. How about word changers? If any man, this is Revelation 22, if any man adds to these things, to him shall be added the price. But any man takes from him shall be taken his part out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's a serious thing to add to or take from. And when they added the name Jesus to the New Testament, they added to it. And when they took from the New Testament, the same God of the Old Testament, the Savior, and put a different name for the Savior in the New Testament as opposed to the only name given under heaven whereby you can be saved 6,823 times alone in the original language.
Well, I believe it's the English, and I'm sticking with it.
You know, I've had some people that's been in Yahweh's name that went back on this name and made a terrible mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be better for them to have never known the way than to know it and not obey it. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1 and 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1 and 1. John 1:14, again, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God is the first and the last. And I gave you this last night, but I'm going to give you another scripture to confirm it, because in the mouth of two or three. I am Yahweh, the first and the last. I am He, saith Yahweh, Isaiah 41:4. Now it says here in the New Testament that the Messiah said, fear not, I am the first and the last. Revelations 1:17. I gave it to you in an illustration last night. Which one? Is the same God of the New Testament the same God of the Old? If not, we got problems here, ladies and gentlemen, and the Word's not right. Well, basically, the Word was right, and it was written, and the New Testament was changed by a church that's corrupt, called a whore. It kept the New Testament, now listen to me, and think about this thing. I am not trying to get you to believe a bogus here. I'm not trying to run a Sandy on you, or a house of cards and pull the ace out and deceive you with it. But the New Testament was kept under wraps for 1,500 years before the Catholic Church ever permitted a copy of the New Testament. You say, well, how did they get it? Well, they killed all of the apostolic fathers and hunted them down like common criminals. They confiscated their letters, and they formed a powerful bishop church, and these bishops towed the line of what we would describe now as a 501(c). Christianity has steeped itself into tradition and the lies of 501(c) churches, which have agreed to hate the whore. Yeah, they burn her flesh with fire, according to Revelation 17, and they hate her. You take the Protestant church hated the Catholic church. That's the whore church. She's the whore. She's the beautiful lady that came in and developed a religious body of believers that give us this name, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you can see this. Father, help. Notice this. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, let's see which one can. Now, if the one you call Jesus is not God, he couldn't forgive sins. If, here it says in Psalms 103, verses 2 and 3, Yahweh, or the Lord, forgiveth all thine iniquities. Here it says, Jesus said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark 2 and 5. Who but God alone can forgive sin? You say, where's it say to that, buddy? Mark chapter 2, verse 7. Who can forgive sins but God only? Mark 2 and 7. Ladies and gentlemen, this man that came into the New Testament, be him Jesus, be him Yahshua, or Yeshua, or be him Yahweh, the Savior, which I believe. The same name of the Creator in the Old Testament, 6,823 times, alone. His name stood alone in the Hebrew language as YHWH. He didn't have another name. His name is clearly defined with the Hebrew language. You say, well, I don't understand Hebrew, glory to God. Well, the people that translated evidently didn't understand it either, or did they? Is there a conspiracy to cause the people to forget his name for Baal, which means Lord, as is written in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25, 26, and 27? That's exactly what he said. These lying preachers and translators have caused my people to forget my name for Baal. Well, who's our Redeemer, Pastor Buddy? Well, let's find out. Isaiah 63, verse 16. Thou, Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Let's find out if the one in the New Testament is our Redeemer. Titus 2:13 and 14. Powerful scripture here. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, how plain can it be that the Savior of the Old Testament is the same one of the New, and the Savior of the New Testament is the same one of the Old? There's no difference. You can't divide them up and make them a carnal father and son, a two-bodied person, because God was not a person. God was a spirit, and that spirit overshadowed Mary. He wasn't some horny old long-haired, gray-haired guy with a walking cane that just decided to capture the little maiden and impregnate her. He wasn't a person. He was a spirit. But the spirit was the same person as the Father, and the Father was the same person as the Spirit, and it manifested the same substance, part of it, in a flesh body with two eyes and two hands, and you can't divide the Godhead. And with the scriptures indicating here that it indicates in the Bible that God cast out devils with his finger. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've never read this scripture, glory to God. Well, it's in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, that he cast out devils with his finger. And I'm going to read it to you right now. It's in the book of Luke, chapter 11, and verse 20. Read with me, if you will. But if I, with the finger of God... Now, this is the Messiah talking. Did he have the finger of God? Or was it a figure of speech? Was God's hand attached to the Redeemer's body that walked for 33 years? Was that really God's finger, like the Messiah said he was? Well, it says right here, if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is coming to you. The kingdom of God. If I cast out the devils with the finger of God. Remember John? It says in John 10:28, nobody can pluck them out of my hand. That's what the Messiah said. And then he said, no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. He didn't say hands, but hand. The Son's hand was on one side of his body, and the Father's hand was on the other side, and it was attached to the same head, which the Bible said, God is the head of the body of Christ. So that you don't divide up the Godhead and cut it up in fashion as the carnal conscious trying to see the Godhead as some creature. Notice this. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Isaiah 63:16. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Titus 2:13 and verse 14. Now, God is one. I quote it to you up front. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Mark 12:29 confirms that the Lord our God, or Yahweh our Mighty One, is God. Notice this, John 10:30 that I just quoted. I and my Father are one. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him who was in the world. The world was made by him, the world knew him not, and he came to his own, and his own received him not, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:1, 3:10, and verse 14. the Messiah said, Jesus, in the New Testament, Jesus said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? John 14:9. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7. Well, I read that to you in part 4 last night. How are we going to divide the Godhead up? Well, I see Jesus standing at the right hand and the Father's on the left hand. If Jesus is standing at the right hand, then he's touching the left hand of the Father. But here, the Messiah said in Luke 11:20, I've got the finger of God. It's attached to the same body. Godhead is not divided. For the fullness of the Godhead is in Christ. And God was in him reconciling the world to himself, and people didn't know it. God has a son. Psalms 2:7. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Jesus is God's son. Jesus said also that God was his father, John 5:18. Ladies and gentlemen, these scriptures are marvelous, and yet people couldn't understand the language and the terminology that this man in a wonderful flesh body, this great God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, he veiled by his speech. He hid it from the wise, and they said, who do you understand it? Who are you? Tell us plainly who you are. Are you really God? If you're God, bring fire down out of heaven. If you're God, do this. And if you're God, do that. But see, he's looking for faith people that would take him on his word, as it's recorded in Mark 12:35, the common people, when he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and the common people heard him gladly and believed on him. And it just takes good old simple people to believe this message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Now, listen to this. Psalms 71:22, God is the Holy One. Well, in the New Testament, this man called Jesus, that they call Jesus in the New Testament, that you're reading and believing in, it says he's the Holy One. Now, which one's telling why? Or do we have two Holy Ones? As the people have been taught that, yes, there is two of them. Glory to God. There's a Father and a Son, and they're separate. They're not the same person now, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Well, let's see here. Psalm 71:22. I will praise thee with a pastorally, with even the truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with a harp. O thou Holy One of Israel. O thou Holy One of Israel. Listen to this one. Acts 2:27. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. That was the Spirit talking to that flesh body. He said, don't worry about it. You're going to die. Yes, you're going to suffer. When he prayed for the cup to pass from him, and we all dread to die. It is awful to die. It is fatal. But in this case, it wasn't, because he was the Holy One, and he didn't see no corruption. Psalms 78:41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Listen to this one. In the book of Acts 3:13, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you have delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go, but you denied the Holy One and the just, and you desired a murderer to be granted in place of him to you. Notice this one. Psalms 89:18, showing that God is Jesus, or God is the Messiah, the one you call Jesus, and there's no difference in them, ladies and gentlemen. For for Yahweh, the Lord, is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Notice this. 13:34-35. And as concerning him that raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore, he hath said in another psalm, that thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. My. Isaiah 10:20. It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, as such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more say unto him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. That was the Messiah, ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 16:10. Now, God is to only be worshipped. Now notice this, in Matthew 4:10. Then said Jesus unto him, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now let's go over and see if they worship Jesus. While Jesus yet spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him. Matthew 9:18. And again, when God bringeth in the first begotten, which was be the Messiah, Jesus as you know him, unto the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews 1:6. And Thomas said unto him in John 20:28, my Lord and my God, in the terminology that's used to express. Can you see that this is the same God? He's not divided. That God is the Messiah, and in the New Testament, Jesus is the Messiah. Which one? We don't have two. Now let me show you. Again, Isaiah 9:6, unto us a son is born and is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Mighty God. Mighty God. His name is Mighty God. Jesus is Mighty God, according to Isaiah 9:6. That's the son that was born, isn't it? Well, he's a mighty God. How many gods are they? Oh, do we divide the Godhead? Do we say, oh, there's a three-headed God up there, Pastor Buddy? Haven't you heard? There's a Trinity. That is absolutely wrong. That is a concept of a Catholic Church who invented the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. These three are as one. When the Bible says they are one. The woman said unto him, I know that when Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, or the Anointed, when he comes, he will tell us all things. And the Messiah, Jesus, said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. John 4:25-26. God is everlasting. Well, it says also in the New Testament that the Messiah is everlasting. I'll read it to you. Yahweh reigns, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Yahweh is clothed with strength, wherein he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established from old. Thou art from everlasting. Psalms 93:1-2. Notice in Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, out of thee shall come forth he unto me that is a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting. Who was that? That shall come forth. But his goings was from old. Oh my.
Well, you're not yet 50 years old. And you say you've seen Abraham?
Behold, before Abraham was, I am. I am Yahweh. That is my name and my glory. I will not give to another. Isaiah 42:8. Now, John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. And everybody says, well, see, that was two of them. What this is referring to the Spirit before it was made a flesh body. And now that it's a flesh body glorified and that the Father could dwell in it forever, he said, should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father that hath sent him, John 5:23. But unto the Son he saith, Thou throne, O God, is forever and ever. Unto the Son. This is the prophetic word of the eternal Spirit that spoke way before he became. He said, unto the Son, the manifested flesh body, Thou throne, O God, is forever and ever. Hebrews 1:8. How can you get around this, ladies and gentlemen? Pray tell me. I want to know. Please help me. I am. And God said unto Moses, Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am, that is my name forever. I have been sent to you. Now, notice John 8:58. And Jesus, the Messiah, Yahweh, again, said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, my. Oh, you know, this man that walked the shores of Galilee, oh, that wonderful spirit that was in him was God Almighty. That flesh body was created by the sperm of God Almighty. Came from a woman. Therefore, he was both fully man and fully God. No argument whatsoever in the Bible. You may argue it in your mind. You may hear your preacher preach at these two or three of them sitting around up there. Like we do down here when we got family, offspring. But ladies and gentlemen, God was not a man. He was a spirit, but he became a man. Therefore, of a woman, if it was fully man and fully God, all the same person, for the three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. I am that I am. Notice this. God heals diseases, and let's see if the Messiah can heal them. Bless the Lord who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 103:2. And Jesus healed all that were sick. Matthew 8:16. Do you see this, ladies and gentlemen? And Psalms 94:1-2. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Lift up yourself. Judge the earth. Render reward to the proud. Notice that. The Messiah in John 5:22. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment again to the Son. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. Abraham, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:25. Shall not the judge of all the earth? And here the Son said, the Father don't judge any. See, the Spirit is not the judge. It's the Son that has the judge meant. That when he sits in judgment in Matthew 25:31, you see who's sitting on the throne. If you turn to Revelations 20:12, you see who's sitting on the throne. We're but one sitting on it. God is life in himself. The Father hath life in himself. John 5:26. So hath God given to the Son to have life in himself. And the Messiah in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. God raises the dead. The Father raised up the dead and quicketh them. John 5:21. And in John 5:21, and the Son, the one you know is Jesus, quickeneth whom he will. How can you not reconcile these two to be one? How can you divide the Godhead and make it a creature? How can you be so unrighteous and so insulting to the Creator to make him look like a creature when he was actually a beautiful man with hair white as snow? With two hands, with one of them on the finger of God to cast out devils. I and my Father were the same one, he says, and yet man has to make a gory creature, a three-headed God out of him. Now, notice, abundant testimony that Jesus Christ, the one you know in the New Testament, the one I call Yahweh, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For without controversy, as the scripture says in 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness. God the Father was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on to the world, and received up into glory. But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and forever, a scepter of righteousness and a scepter of your kingdom. And thou, Yahweh, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Hebrews 1:8. And verse 10. I am the Father one, John 10:30. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and on and on about the oneness of the Godhead. I love you tonight very much, and I appreciate you being with me in this message that we've got here tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. The Father has elevated the flesh body that he called the Son up to the throne. Thou throne, O God, is forever. And I can say with confidence tonight that when I pass over, and there is an appointed time to die, when I pass over, I will bow my knees to the one God of Jacob Israel. I believe that tonight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my strength. May the God of Jacob bless you tonight in your understanding. May you know that he hid himself from the wise but could reveal himself to you through spirit. If the gospel is hid and you can't see this, it's hid to those that's lost. Now, let me give you a few announcements before we leave you tonight. Here around the world on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, also being simulcast around the world on live, worldwide, international radio, WWRB, on internet. You can receive our messages anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection. You can receive our messages almost anywhere on shortwave. And so we solicit you to write us and let us know that you're out there. We preach by faith. And we need the encouragement to know that you're there. And that you could tell us that we're coming through loud and clear. I'll always respect those that call me. And give me a radio check. If you like to talk about the scriptures, I always like to do that also. So, remember tonight, now we're going to be in Festival Live. It's coming up on October the 3rd at 1. We're going to try to get started at 1. We'll start congregating anyway around 1. And then we're going to really kick it off. And the festival will run for 7 days. And we want you to be there. We're going to have a special trip planned for you one day next week to visit our new festival site here at Hallelujah Acres. We're here, been working here since the 15th of the month, by the way, that we have been actively engaged in conducting the closings and being here and trying to get a few things organized here at the Hallelujah Acre Seaside. We're trying to get it up and ready and going. And then next May, Yahweh willing and he tarries, we will be here in Festival of the Second Passover. And we hope that you join us and those that are still here. We haven't got a promise of tomorrow, but anyway, we're going to be here for the permanent seaside, and we have delighted our soul in this because we've all gathered in the sacred circle. And Yahweh, it's a miracle. I'll tell you about it when I get to see everybody, how that Yahweh's blessed us and give us a way, made us a way, and the things that we prayed for and dreamed about, he's made possible. You can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with a zip being 37824. And I need your spiritual and financial help. I really do. If I've ever need you now, I need you. If you've ever supported me now, I need your support. And if you can, give liberally and help us to defray the cost of setting this wonderful place up. It costs a lot of money to do these things and develop and get it ready. So we're really leaning on you hard and hope that Yahweh could put it on your heart to help us and send us a love offering of any size for the express purpose of holding up the hands of the revelation fruit. If you believe I preach the truth tonight, send me a love offering and or call me and say, Pastor Buddy, I would love you and we want to support you and help you. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm preaching all of my heart. I'm giving all my heart, mind, soul, and strength to one God of Mark 12:29. Read it right there. And you'll see. Now you can call me, area code 423-626-2172 at my home number in Utah as well. Or you can call me tonight as I'm live around the world here at Hallelujah Acres Feast Site at 423-338-1972. Now let me repeat that new telephone number for you. You can reach me right here, right now, if you'd like to call me. And I'll be glad to take your call. If it's busy, please call back or I'll call you back on my nickel if you'll leave me a message. That would be area code 423-338-1972. I'd like to hear from you tonight. If you've enjoyed the series, we'll close it out Friday night on the final part, 6 hours of Who is the Father? Ladies and gentlemen, how much do you need information to prove that the Father became a flesh being and walked on the earth? Oh, it's marvelous. If you really know him in that way, if you don't know him in that way, you don't really know him. He that has seen me has seen the Father. You know me not because you don't know the Father. For if you'd have known me, you would have known the Father who is in me. Reconciling. We see that spirit was entombed in that flesh body, and behind those two beautiful eyes, crystal blue, behind those beautiful eyes was a man from Galilee that was before Abraham was, and that he walked upon the sea, and yet he wept as a man when Lazarus lay dead. When he hungered and he thirsted, just like a man, but he could mull a pot of bread and feed thousands. He spoke the world into existence with nothing there by the power of his word, spoken right out of his mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, he's so wonderful. Well, my time is coming down. I'll be seeing you a Friday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. You can go to our website tonight by simply typing in www.oneyahweh.com. And Brother Bob will have this message, Yahweh willing, and the creek don't rise. Yahweh will give you this message free of charge through the efforts, tremendous efforts and labor of love by Brother Bob, who duly records all the messages when he can, puts them up live on the website. Every message that we preach this year is now on the website, with the exception of this one, who will be up as soon as Bob can get it up. And that's usually pretty fast. Yahweh bless you tonight. I'll see you Friday night. Join me live at 9:30 around the world, Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 8:30 Eastern, or Central Standard Time in the Central Zone. So join me live